This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
AM 930, The Answer. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, across America on the GCN Live Radio Network and the Westwood One XDS satellite receiver. And however you folks out there are listening to us, whatever means that you're doing, thank you very much for tuning in. Thanks to our military men and women listening around the world, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America. And to all those that are working tonight in the Third Watch, especially to our truck drivers and our snowplow drivers that are out there working double-time shifts, I'm sure we are your voice on the radio helping you get through the night. Be careful, be safe out there. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all kinds of stuff that you're able to go over there and sign up for and take advantage of. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are going to chat about Venezuela to start with right now because this is in the news. We've been talking about it. The picture down there is changing a little bit because of something that's going to take place this weekend. But I just want to set this up by playing a minute and 8 seconds of the president in Miami. And here's part of what he said to a cheering crowd, because when we start this out, there's going to be cheers and applause.
Venezuela. We claim its democracy, its dignity, and its destiny. All the nations in our hemisphere have a shared interest in preventing the spread of socialist tyranny. Socialism, by its very nature, does not respect borders. It does not respect boundaries or the sovereign rights of its citizens or its neighbors. It's always seeking to expand, to encroach, and to subjugate others to its will. The twilight hour of socialism has arrived in our hemisphere, and frankly, in many, many places around the world. The days of socialism and communism are numbered not only in Venezuela, but in Nicaragua and in Cuba as well.
Wow. He put Nicaragua and Cuba on notice there, and I know we both are in agreement to this. He's got to have a new speechwriter.
That's what I said yesterday.
Yeah, I know. He's just got to have. And people, and last night at the Tampa Trump Club, people were still ecstatic about all the different things that have gone on with the last series of rallies and meetings and speeches that he's had to say. But there's something significant that's going to happen this weekend, and we'll see if we can explain this in a way that I think I understand it. The Chilean president and the Colombian president are going to
Brazil.
And Brazil, too, now? Okay. Are all going to be on the border with Colombia and Venezuela, that bridge that's blocked by Maduro, and they're going to try to send a convoy of humanitarian supplies into the country. Now, this is going to set up two things. Number one, can they get it in? And number two, if they can't, are they going to go right to the world court and try to have charges, crimes against humanity brought up against Maduro, which would be another reason to remove him from power?
Well, I mean, going to the world court is going to take forever. And, you know, the world court's pretty worthless, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But what's at issue here is to actually have an incident where Venezuelan citizens kind of like stormed up the bridge and causing kind of a showdown where these people are that desperate, and for him to not allow them through to get to that aid, puts it out there on the world stage.
Mm-hmm.
Maduro has said, he is not accepting any humanitarian aid from any foreign governments, including those, I guess, those in his backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So, are we facing a showdown, in your opinion, there, where we could get the people that we know have been trained by our special operators and the Organization of American States that's put together their own detachment, if you want to call them that, that's not very far away from making a move? Are we going to see something like that there? Is this going to be another Panama?
I'm not convinced of that. First of all, there are 23,000 Cubans.
Mm-hmm.
That are in Venezuela as part of his military operation. He additionally has what is known as Bolivian National Police,
mm-hmm.
I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've been operating in Venezuela for quite some time. They are like a roving hit squad. In Caracas.
Yeah, they're nasty. Itself. They're a nasty group.
Well, yep. What they're doing is they're going around and they're killing dissidents.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
estimate about, a little over 1,000 people just in the last year have been killed at the orders of Maduro
mm-hmm.
by this Bolivian attack squad,
mm-hmm.
kill squad. So we would have to be... We're just showing force along with other countries of the Organization for American States.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe that there's necessarily going to be some, military conflict. That would make things, I think, even worse. We're only there in case he goes sideways. Because remember, we've got,
mm-hmm.
There are foreign diplomats in Caracas right now, too, including American diplomats.
Right.
So we have to be very careful.
Right. And I think we withdrew all of our non-essential people out of there, did we not?
That was their choice, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we'll have more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, one of the things we'll be talking about when we come back is Andrew McCabe and Lou Dobbs had a great, great, great interview with Matt Schapp yesterday. We're going to play it when we come back and talk about that. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cool or CustomClimateConcepts.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, that's Wayne Allen Root, and Wayne Hope is doing well in the hospital right now, recuperating from his surgery because he should have had his operation yesterday, and he says he'll be back at it again next week, and I'm knowing Wayne, I'm sure he will. But this portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA. Now, what do 285,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common? Well, they know they can trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. Now, you can go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo that's right there, and take a look at the advantage of what membership can mean for you. Now, don't forget that if you become a member, you get $474 worth of free stuff, and you can also sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway that's there, too. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is here with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lou Dobbs yesterday got into a very interesting discussion with Matt Schlapp. And I'm going to play what they had to say back and forth. And it was all about Andrew McCabe and why he's not in been charged and why he's not in jail right now.
My question to you is, why is the establishment in Washington, D.C. not screaming for the arrest of Andrew McCabe and for all of his cohorts and the DOJ and the FBI? Why is it that there seems to be almost a satisfaction in the status quo, no matter how rancid and corrupt in the swamp that is D.C.
Look, I'm disgusted by it, and I guess there's only one person who can do something about it, and that's Bill Barr. He's either going to do this or he's not, and I'd be greatly disappointed if he doesn't. And
well,
I think
why the hell isn't the Republican Party standing up and demanding his arrest? Why?
You know why.
I do not know why, or I would not be asking you.
Well, I think the reason is because they don't want the controversy of actually taking the deep state on, because they might become
the next
victim.
Then they're gutless wonders, and why in the world should we tolerate these Koch brothers' hired excuses for legislators and representatives? They represent nothing but Koch brothers, the Wall Street, the Business Roundtable, the Chamber. It's enough to make you sick.
Lou, if that's where the Republican Party stays, it will deserve to lose and be on the ash heap of history. We're either going to represent the people or we're not, and if we don't, we deserve to lose, and we ought to get out of the way.
It's very simple. They either follow President Trump, or they are going to be on the scrap heap of history. The problem is they could take the Republican with them.
That's all true, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. But let's understand something. I think between Matt Schlapp and Lou Dobbs, there's something that needs to be considered here, and that is there have been criminal referrals that have come out of the Senate over to the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the Department of Justice that's at issue, really, right here.
Mm-hmm. Because they're sitting under their hands, right?
That's right. So mm-hmm. The big question is, what the heck is going on over there at the Department of Justice?
Mm.
I'm going to put a lot of blame from early on to Jeff Sessions. You know, did he have any of these balls rolling here?
Mm-hmm.
The least of which, and I think Lou Dobbs probably should have brought it up, is the A.G. Huber investigation, which is essentially the counterpart to the Mueller investigation over the Hillary involvement.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that? I mean, nobody has asked that question. We keep talking about the Mueller investigation. Where is the John Huber investigation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. We haven't heard a word. And I'm
not a word.
Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great articles and the different things that she does over there. All right. The headline reads, and I'm going to read the headline, and then we'll explain why it isn't exactly what it is. It says, MAGA teen in Lincoln Memorial protest sues Washington Post for $250 million. Are they talking about the Covington School kids?
Yes.
They just couldn't come out and say it.
Correct. I mean, the Covington Catholic high school boys were in Washington, D.C. for the Right to Life March. Okay?
Yep.
They weren't there as MAGA kids.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they went over to the Lincoln Memorial. Now, Julie Sandman and Ted Sandman are the parents of the boy that was, you know, kind of face to face with this whole thing.
Yeah.
They have issued a lawsuit to the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first one. There are many more that are to come.
Mm-hmm.
With a jury, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They want a jury. So about 2 weeks ago, a letter was sent for the Washington Post to preserve all evidence. So this is not, I mean, the Washington Post was not blindsided by this lawsuit by a long stretch.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to sue for $250 million in a jury trial to even get to that. And the Washington Post has said that they will defend it themselves vigorously.
Mm-hmm.
So the lawsuit is really quite interesting. I've got here, I haven't read the whole thing, but these kids were chaperoned by 16 adults.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them were faculty members.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all packaged. By the liberal media that Sandman was, harassing and, mm-hmm. which is done. I mean, they all watched the video. They didn't watch the whole 2 hours of the video.
Right, right.
And,
Now, there's something interesting that came out yesterday out of the Supreme Court, and that is Justice Clarence Thomas is asking the Supreme Court to reconsider the landmark libel ruling that protects the media when they say something and they libel somebody or they slander somebody that they can't be held responsible. Where do you think that's going to go?
Well, that's part and parcel where we are with this. I mean, because it's defamation of character, which
correct.
Is what really the Washington Post did to Nick Sandman. So,
right.
I think it's cool that Clarence Thomas has done that. Where it goes anywhere, I don't know. But you know, the media gets to do whatever the media wants to do without consequence. And quite frankly, so do the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sue anybody that's, you know, sitting in the House of Representatives. They're protected.
Yeah, they're exempt from their own laws. Now, let's talk, before we run out of time here, and I hope I saved enough time for this, let's talk about the article that you put out there yesterday about what happened in Chicago at the Obama Presidential Library. A judge halted the construction there. I'm surprised.
Well, there isn't any construction yet, but what he's done is he's said that their construction cannot commence. And interestingly enough, after I put that article out, there's an organization called the Cultural Landscape Foundation, which is an organization in Chicago to protect parks and public lands.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Protect Our Parks Incorporated. So they are the ones that sued the Obama Presidential Center.
Mm-hmm.
So this fellow with this organization sent me his statement yesterday after I put that out.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that the Obama Foundation and the University of Chicago created this controversy by insisting on the confiscation of public park land.
Wow.
And that's exactly right. So the interesting thing, too, is this judge, John Robert Blakely,
mm-hmm.
happened to be a Obama appointee.
Hmm.
So essentially what this organization is doing, and rightly so, is telling the Obama Presidential Center, go find some other place to go put your cockamamie library, because it's not going here.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So they can't move forward.
Yeah, it would sound like it, for sure. Now,
it's 20 acres of Jackson. They confiscated 20 acres of Jackson Park,
huh.
The Obama Presidential Center did. And they're trying to unconfiscate it and give it back to the cultural public park system.
All righty. Well, we'll catch your articles you write today at founderscode.com. So you have yourself a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Go over there. Check out all the articles she writes. We'll be right back with our next military and veterans news segment. And I got some new information for you here. The Navy may be up to something. We'll let you know what the something is they may be up to. Don't go anywhere.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump will nominate Jeffrey Rosen for Deputy Attorney General.
Sierra Crawford has more.
The appointment being applauded by new Attorney General William Barr, who praises the Harvard Law School graduate in a statement, calling him an excellent choice to succeed Rod Rosenstein, who has served the Justice Department with years of dedication. Jeffrey Rosen currently serves as Transportation Secretary, but he's had a long career working at the Office of Management and Budget under former President George W. Bush, and he and Barr were both partners at the prestigious law firm of Kirkland & Ellis. This connection, Bloomberg News says, led Barr to tap him as Rosenstein's replacement. Sierra Crawford, Washington.
Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting that President Trump asked Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker if a supporter could be put in charge of the federal probe into his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Go. Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed it is. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news, is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. That website, NAA.edu. Check them out, and I'll tell you why right after they tell you all about who they are and what they do. And here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up. Guys and gals, those of you that have been in the military, those of you getting out of the military, and civilians too. If you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise, or a promotion, then I've got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. And by the way, they're increasing the size of that campus to take on more students there because of the demand. The other is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay market. Now, in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. That is a fact. As a matter of fact, here's something else. According to the latest pay standards in the industry for an aviation maintenance tech, recent graduates graduating from National Aviation Academy start at $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, and some at $80,000 or $90,000 a year or more if they get the opportunity to go to work overseas for a military contractor, which could be a six-figure salary right off the bat. Now, keep in mind, not everybody does that. They take the best of the best to do that. But check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Now, Bo will be in the studio tomorrow, so if you have any questions, email them to me or instant message them to me so that we can ask him, because we like it when we get questions, and Bo can answer them for you. That's Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy. You can also give them a call, schedule a tour. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Again, the number 800-659-2080. Well, the Navy's top officer is saying that he's defending the decision to keep from the public eye a damning internal report on the 2017 Warship Fitzgerald collision that killed seven sailors. My first thought when I heard that was, okay, that kind of makes sense. My second thought was, well, I wonder what they're trying to hide. Remember, that's what started the training issue about sailors that might have been standing watch that hadn't had the proper training to be where they were, or didn't have the right amount of hours, or somebody switched off a watch, or whatever the situation may have been. There were all kinds of accusations going back and forth, and I certainly hope I'm right, and I would never, never, never talk negatively about the Navy or the Army or the Marines or the Air Force or the Coast Guard or anybody. But I certainly hope that the Chief of Naval Operations gives a little bit more definitive statement so that we don't have the press trying to make it sound like they're trying to hide something, which is exactly what this sounds like. Speaking of hiding, the Associated Press says that Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, who has vowed to liberate every inch of Syria from foreign troops. Only the Syrian state can protect groups in northern Syria, and the army will liberate every inch of Syria from foreign troops, so says Syrian Bashar al-Assad. Well, I wonder what that means. What are you going to do with the Kurds? Hell, what are you going to do with Turkey? What are you going to do with Russia? What are you going to do with Iran? They're all there. They're all there in one form or fashion or another. Now, the U.S. military is eyeing new spots in the Asia-Pacific region where it could forward deploy troops and equipment to counter China's rise in the region. The top commander overseeing operations in that region said so this week. We'll see how all that plays out. It's going to be interesting, I'll tell you that much. It's going to be interesting. And have you noticed that the Munich Security Conference this week, when they were over there, the Dems, the Republicans, our Vice President, our Secretary of State, that they were all there with one definitive purpose, but the comments that were being made by the speakers were the difference between day and night when it came to people like, oh, I don't know, Joe Biden, John Kerry, and our people that were there, the Vice President and Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. And, of course, it all has to do with the rejection of the Iranian nuclear accord designed to keep Tehran from making atomic weapons. Now, Iran is pressing Europe to defy the U.S. and stay in the nuclear pact. That's to the advantage of Iran, of course. We know they're cheating. Israel knows they're cheating. Iran knows they're cheating. Hell, Europe knows they're cheating, but they're not doing anything about it. By the way, Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Jim Inhofe said that he does not oppose Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan and sought to clarify his previous remarks in which he said were misrepresented as an attack because he said he's open to having Mr. Shanahan as the permanent defense secretary if that's something that he wants to do. We'll see what happens. Now, the Navy formally announced February 14th the creation of Naval X, a technology accelerator aimed at helping service members and the business community navigate government bureaucracy, find other like-minded defense innovative projects, and ultimately assist development of the tools that will allow the service greater agility on how it operates. And those are all good things. So kudos to the Navy for working on that. By the way, the new Army app to let soldiers access personal records on their phones. National Guardsmen have been helping the Army beta test its forthcoming online personnel system, and starting this month they can access it on the go on their cell phones, their smartphones. Also, the Army Sergeant James Snow, who's been carrying around a new M4 carbine and an M110 sniper rifle as an infantryman on various missions, has said that with the M4, he knew he was capable of hitting a target accurately up to only 300 meters, but with the sniper rifle, he said he had less maneuverability and spent a lot of time breaking down and reassembling the larger weapon to carry. Well, I get that. I can understand that. Sniper rifles are like that, usually. So there you go. By the way, the Navy's newest warship will bear the name of Oklahoma's second-largest city. It's been commissioned as the newest warship and ship in the U.S. Navy's fleet. Things are moving along. And the United Arab Emirates war in Yemen alongside Saudi Arabia bled into the start of the biennial Abu Dhabi Arms Fair, which was held over the weekend, which saw the Emirates sign $1.3 billion in weapons deals. Now, Offutt Air Force Base is in Omaha, and we have a number of people that keep letting me know that they're serving up there, and we always appreciate hearing from the Air Force at Offutt. And some Offutt-based flyers who saved Trump-ordered Syria airstrike missions are now earning the Recon Crew of the Year Award, because through quick thinking and communication, the Offutt-based crew of an RC-135 River Joint Reconnaissance Jet prevented the failure of a series of airstrikes in the Iraq-Syria theater ordered by President Donald Trump early in 2017 when they jumped into action as a refueling platform to keep the jets in the air to do what they needed to do to support the ground troops that were on the ground. All right, I'll be right back with more. Your phone calls are welcome. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting all across America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee, and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi.
collectors, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
One thing is for certain.
We must be doing something right.
Keep calm and listen to AM 930, The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you hear that music, you know it's time to go boating. And by the way, the Freedom Boat Club, one of the largest boat clubs in the country with 168 franchises all across the United States to serve you. And the biggest one of their franchises is right here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. Over 300 boats. Come on down. Take advantage. A lot of people down here for the winter. A lot of people are doing just that. And let's take a look at the beach and boating forecast for all those tourists that are here in the area for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. It'll be partly sunny with a shower today, probably in the afternoon, about 20-30% chance, somewhere in that range. Winds this morning out of the southeast, changing to the south this afternoon, maybe 8 to 10 miles an hour. Seas will be 2 to 4 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature 69 degrees, the bay water temperature 71. 1:44 a.m. is when we had our high tide, 9:01 a.m. is when the low tide will be coming around. And it's going to be a great day to go boating. Now, high near 85 again today. Every day for the next several days here in Florida, temperatures will be in the 80s, mid-80s, and possibly a little warmer than that in South Florida. Now, I want you to think about joining the Freedom Boat Club because they've got three different plans, and here's the plan that I'm on that I like. Now, it's called the Economy Plan. Great for retirees and those who work on weekends, which I do a lot of events on weekends. So, you know, being able to have a boat all the time on a weekend and paying 7 days a week for the plan wouldn't make a lot of sense for me. So I belong to the Economy Plan. Now, with that, you get the first month of member dues free, unlimited weekday usage Monday through Friday. You get rolling reservations, four of them at a time. You get reciprocal usage anywhere in the system of 168 national locations. And for a limited time, your one-time entry fee, you get a $1,000 discount on. And if you happen to be in the military, active duty, or a veteran, or first responder, or work in the medical profession, you get an extra $500 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time entry fee. Now, that's the economy plan. And you can add partners by splitting the one-time entry fee as well there with that. Also, the standard plan, which is the most popular. That's the seven-day-a-week plan. Now, their first month of member dues there are also free. You get unlimited seven-day usage in any of their locations anywhere in the country, and certainly all 19 locations here in the Tampa Bay area. Four rolling reservations at a time. Reciprocity with all 168 locations across the country. And again, the $1,000 off or $500 in addition if you are active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, or in the medical profession, total of $1,500 discount. And again, you can add partners by splitting the one-time entry fee there as well. Now, all these memberships come for yourself and another member of your household. So two of you get to take advantage of this. And then the third plan they have is what's called the seasonal plan, where if you're not in one particular area all winter long or all year long, you sign up for the times that you're there. Florida, for example, maybe you're here for 3 months. California, maybe you're out there for 2 or 3 months. Arizona, Nevada, along the border, out there with Lake Mead, maybe you're out there for 2 or 3 months, and so on and so on. You sign up for a seasonal plan. The only thing with that is that you only pay for the months you're there, and there's no reciprocal usage available. You can't go just anywhere you want to go in the country. So there you go. But it's a great plan, great group of people, and I strongly advise them to you, strongly recommend them to you, because I am a member, have been for a while, and I'm a member of the of plan number one, the economy plan, as I told you to begin with. All right, now I got to take a look again and remind all the truckers out there of the weather, because it's not all that great out there, guys and gals. If you're going east and west, east of, say, North Dakota, Fargo, east of the South Dakota line, east of Lincoln, Nebraska, east of, Wichita, Kansas, you are going to have a mess on I-94, I-80, I-70, I-64, and even down on parts of I-40 when you get east of the Mississippi River. Now, we've got a big-time snowstorm that's moving to the east that's been developing, and there is a big-time winter storm warning for about half of Minnesota, the western third of Wisconsin, all of Iowa, the eastern third of Nebraska, the eastern third of Kansas, and the mountains over to the east of starting in North Carolina, all the way up into Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. So if you're on I-81, I-77, I-87, I-91, I-93, I-95 from Virginia north, or if you're going north-south, north of the northern part of Alabama, where we're currently getting a lot of rain, northern part of Louisiana, where we're currently getting a lot of rain, thunderstorms in the mix there, Tennessee, a lot of rain in Tennessee, Kentucky, a lot of rain in western Kentucky and Kentucky in general. Southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and southeastern Missouri, a lot of rain there as well. But snow all across Michigan, all across Indiana, Ohio, most of Pennsylvania, winter storm warning into Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and along the Pennsylvania Turnpike going towards Allentown this morning. Be careful there. Snow in upstate New York, snow in most of New England, and the lake effect snow machine is kicked in with this storm coming across. Now, you're not out of the woods yet because right behind it, off the West Coast, here we go again, Washington State, Oregon, California, Nevada, Arizona, snow. Winter storm warnings are up in parts of Utah, parts of Arizona, parts of Idaho, Washington State, parts of Oregon, Northern California. You got snow east of Seattle tonight. Be careful. And you got snow across a lot of the Montana area. You run out of it about halfway across Montana. Starts just east of Coeur d'Alene up there tonight. So be careful. And if you're in Arizona, you got a little bit of everything for everybody, depending on when you climb up the elevation ladder. Kingman over to Flagstaff, you'll have a mixture of weather. That weather is moving to the east. Four Corners will get a chance to once again do its thing and develop another storm, and we'll see what happens there and how fast it moves to the east. Right now, it's not that far behind in Utah and Colorado, the storm that's right out in front of it in Kansas. It's not that far behind. And by the way, up there in Colorado, AM 710 KNUS, our listeners up there, to the southwestern corner of Colorado, you have a winter storm warning tonight. You got some scattered snow flurries in northern Colorado, as well as Wyoming, between Laramie and Cheyenne, snow there. So be careful going across through there. And Utah, you've got a lot of snow pretty much around Salt Lake and I-15 north-south, as well as I-70 coming across out of Colorado. You'll have it until you drop down I-70 around Richfield onto I-15. So be careful. Snow, it looks like tonight, by the way, in Las Vegas. There's snow flurries. I can see, at least that's what the map's showing me, in the Las Vegas area. And snow in the higher elevations. So, it's a winter wonderland wherever you want to go. And coming up in the next hour, we'll have the Colonel's Corner with Colonel Jim Warshak. We're going to be talking about a lot of the stuff that you have heard me referencing tonight and get the Colonel's perspective on it, especially Venezuela. Because what's going to happen when you have the presidents of Brazil, Chile, and Colombia on the Colombia-Venezuela border demanding Venezuela take the humanitarian supplies that are there? What's going to happen? We'll find out. We'll ask the Colonel, and he'll tell us. All right, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting all across America. Thank you very much for tuning in, for chiming in, for opining in, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.